Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
Hi, this is Elsie.
So we've been talking about Idris Elba, the movie star, and his need for speed.
Yes, we learned about his love for fast vehicles, including boats and cars.
Now, to be honest, he sounds a little bit too crazy for me.
Why is that, Erin?
Well, I certainly wouldn't try something as dangerous as rally racing, especially after I crashed a rally car. Who would want to do something that dangerous if you know how badly you could get hurt?
Well, I think he's got much more of a sense of adventure than you do.
Wait a second. Are you saying I'm boring? I'm not boring. I just prefer not to tempt fate.
Come down, okay? But you're right. He does seem to do a lot of very dangerous activities.
Well, I think it's time we get to the next day of our article.
Oh, good. We can learn all about his race.
Reading. Idris Elba, No Limits. In Monaco, Elba rides along with the world's current best rally driver, Sebastian Ogier. Elba experiences firsthand how Ogier zooms around corners. Next, Elba meets his future co-driver, Gus Greensmith. He is the second youngest champion in British rally driving history. Charles, Greensmith's father and manager, tells Elba that he needs natural talent to be a rally driver. In fact, he doesn't think Elba will finish the circuit. However, that's not stopping Elba from trying. He then goes to Scotland in order to meet his new teacher, Jimmy McRae. He has won the Circuit of Ireland 7 times, which is more times than anyone. McRae and Elba suit up before getting in a Subaru Impreza on the track. Minutes into his training, Elba brakes at the wrong time and goes off the track, which causes his front bumper to break. To find out if Elba can even make it to the Circuit of Ireland, tune in to Idris Elba, No Limits.
Now, the article begins by saying, in Monaco, Elba rides along with the world's current best rally driver, Sebastian Ogier, which is a French name.
Yeah. Wow, so it sounds like he's going to have the best teachers around.
It sure does. He's lucky, as he's only got 3 months to prepare. Now, the phrase along with means together with someone or something else. So Idris isn't driving alone, he's driving with someone.
He's driving together with the world's current best rally driver.
Now, the adjective current, spelled C-U-R-R-E-N-T, current, describes something that is happening or existing now. For example, Taiwan's current president is Tsai Ing-wen. Mm-hmm. She was elected in January 2016.
Current, 目前的. So what exactly does he learn with this world's current best rally driver?
That's a good question. The article says, Elba experiences firsthand how Ogier zooms around corners. Now, the adjective firsthand, spelled F-I-R-S-T hyphen H-A-N-D, firsthand, describe something you learn or get directly from someone else. So here, he's learning directly from Ogier how to drive around the corners.
First hand, 第一手的. Elba 得到 Ogier 第一手的教学. We also saw the word zoom in that sentence, didn't we?
Yes. Now, zoom, spelled Z-O-O-M, zoom, means to move around with great speed or energy.
So he's not just driving normally around these corners, is he?
Right again. He's driving around these corners really fast, which is part of what makes the race so dangerous. Also, When I'm driving around the mountains in Taiwan, sometimes it seems like there's rally car drivers driving around those corners really
fast. Are you one of them?
No. I always take my corners slow.
Okay, so what happens next?
The article tells us. It says, next, Elba meets his future co-driver, Gus Greensmith. Now, here we see the noun co-driver, spelled C-O-D-R-I-V-E-R, co-driver. When we use this prefix, C-O-hyphen, we mean together. So a co-driver is someone you drive with together. Another way we could use it is to say co-worker or co-star for movie stars who are in the same movie.
Co 是共同的，一起的，所以同学们看到 co 在自首，我们就可以直接想到，哦，接下来要说的是共同一起在做事的人。像是这边我们课文说到的 co-driver 共同驾驶，也就是赛车中的领航副驾驶技师。And like Aaron and I, we are co-workers、mm-hmm. because we work together.
That's right. Now let's find out more about Gus Greensmith. The article says...He is the second youngest champion in British rally driving history. Now, the noun champion, spelled C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N, champion, is someone who has won a competition, especially in a sport. For example, the champion of this race will win the gold medal.
Champion, 冠军。The co-driver of Elba, Gus Greensmith, 是英国拉力赛车历史上第二年轻的冠军。
Next, the article tells us, Charles, Greensmith's father and manager, tells Elba that he needs natural talent to be a rally driver.
That doesn't sound encouraging. Does Charles want to tell Elba that he wasn't born to do it?
Well, I don't think so at all.Let's hope Elba's got what it takes.、
Mm.
Now, the noun manager in this sentence, spelled M-A-N-A-G-E-R, manager, is someone who is in charge of the business affairs of someone famous or well-known. For example, we might say, the pop star's manager has to make sure she's always on time for her shows and interviews.
Charles is Greensmith 的爸爸兼 manager,经纪人 who tells Elba that he needs natural talent to be a rally driver.、
Mm-hmm. The adjective natural here, spelled N-A-T-U-R-A-L, natural, describes having a particular skill or ability without having to learn it and without needing to try to do it. For example...Julia is a natural musician. She can play almost every instrument she picks up.
Natural, 天生的。
Now, the article continues by saying, in fact, he here is Charles Greensmith, the father, doesn't think Elba will finish the circuit. Wow. Now, it must be really hard if he's saying that.I guess some people have been doing this for years, though, so it's easier for them.
It just isn't discouraged, though.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, however, that's not stopping Elba from trying.
I didn't think it would, and that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out what he does next. The article says, he then goes to Scotland in order to meet his new teacher, Jimmy McRae.
Oh, so you haven't been to Monaco, right?
Mm-hmm.
But have you been to Scotland?
Unfortunately not. I'd love to go, though. I've seen pictures, and it looks really beautiful.
So what's so special about Jimmy McRae? Did you say that name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jimmy McRae. Is he another great teacher?
In fact, he is. The article says he has won the Circuit of Ireland 7 times.
Wow.
Which is more times than anyone.
7 times, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be the best teacher for this race if Idris is going to have any success.
I think that you wouldn't want to have any teacher but Jimmy McRae.
Wow.
Especially if you have only 3 months to train.
Yeah, only 3 months.
Mm-hmm. So let's find out how McRae prepares Idris for this race. It says... McRae and Elba suit up before getting in a Subaru Impreza on the track. Now, before we talk about those words, let's take a quick break to listen to our friends explain today's shortcut for you, suit up.
Shortcut for you.
Double 7, this is an emergency. We need you to get into the enemy base at once.
All right, V. I'll suit up and get going.
This is a dangerous mission, not a dinner party. Leave your suit at home.
It's just a figure of speech, V. To suit up means to prepare to take part in something, especially a sport, by putting on a uniform.
Very clever. 007, suit up means 着装整装上阵.
You know I always have something suitable to say.
Stop making bad jokes, Bond. Suit up and get going.
I already have, and it suits me very well.
If you're not careful, I'll start a lawsuit against you.
Any time you want to get into a suit with me is fine, B.
Just get on with the mission, 007.
So, suit up means to get ready for an activity by putting on special clothes or a uniform. For example, we could say, okay, team, we've got a big soccer game tonight, so let's suit up and start practicing.
Suit up 就是穿戴好装备，准备要迎接接下来的挑战。
Now, the noun track, spelled T-R-A-C-K, track, here means the course, roads, or ground where cars or runners complete their race. For example, we could say, to win this race, you have to run around the track twice and cross the line first.
Track 在文章当中指的是赛车的场地。So after the two suit up, they'll enter the rally car on the track.
Mm-hmm.
A Subaru Impreza, it's the type of car used in rally races.
Right. I don't know if we see that car too often on normal roads. Maybe we do. I'm not a car driver.
Mm-hmm.
But what's different about this Subaru Impreza is that it's going to have a lot of logos, a lot of company names all over
it. Yeah, so many logos on it. So colorful.
Yeah. So
what happens next?
The article tells us, it says, minutes into his training, Elba brakes at the wrong time and goes off the track, which causes his front bumper to break.
Oops.
That's bad news. Now, the verb break, spelled B-R-A-K-E, break, means to make a vehicle go more slowly or make a vehicle stop by slowing it down. For example, there's a deer on the road. You should brake so you don't hit it.
Brake 是刹车的意思，这边当动词用哦。Elba brakes at the wrong time, which then causes his front bumper to break. That sounds awful.
It does. Now the noun bumper, spelled B-U-M-P-E-R, bumper, is a metal bar on the front and the back of a vehicle that is designed to protect the car if anything hits it.
I hope it was only the bumper, 保险杆, that was damaged. Were the drivers hurt?
Well, you're going to have to watch the episode to find out.
Aha!
Because the last line of today's article says, to find out if Elba can even make it to the Circuit of Ireland, tune in to Idris Elba, No Limits. Now, the phrase make it to means to succeed in getting somewhere, especially when it is difficult to do. For example, I'm no good at this game. I can never make it to the higher levels.
Make it 成功, make it to somewhere 成功达成某事，也就是 succeed in doing something 的意思。
Mm-hmm. Now, the last phrase we saw was tune in, which means to listen or watch a TV or radio program. For example, over 10 million people tuned in to the final baseball game on TV last night.
to tune into a channel, 也就是收看某频道的意思。
Mm-hmm.
Well, sadly, that's all the time we've got to talk about Idris Elba today. Remember to tune into Idris Elba, No Limits, if you are interested.
Right.
Let's go to our for you chat before we finish up.
Great.
For you chat.
So, our for you chat question today is, what is the biggest challenge you've ever faced?
The challenges I've met are not dangerous, mm-hmm. nor frightening.
Right.
Now I'm still working on how to make my newly opened English learning school to have more students.
That does sound like a challenge,
that
actually.
That is. Huh. I think that's the biggest challenge I'm facing now.
Right.
However, if I can figure out how to do the best marketing, the problem might be solved.
Okay.
But I think I need somebody to help me with.
Right. And that's why there are people who do that job.
Yes.
Right? Because it's maybe not so challenging for them. But for me...
Yeah, what about you?
Well, my biggest challenge, I think, was 10 years ago when I left home and moved all the way across the world where I only knew one person to Taiwan. And it wasn't easy at first.
So you've been in Taiwan for 10 years already? Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you feel when... 10 years ago?
10 years ago, I felt really scared. Really scared. It was not an easy move to make, especially because I was leaving all of my family, my school, my friends, my jobs, and even my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it was one of the best decisions I made. Though it was hard at first, it got easier later on. And then I'd say the other biggest challenge I've ever faced was that bungee jumping, which really is a challenge because you get up there and you're on a very small square way up high and then they make you jump. They go 3, 2, 1 and then you just have to fall.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like you're going to die.
So for both challenges, you didn't just give up.
No,
right?
I did them both and I've got good stories to tell because of them now.
Yeah, so no matter what kind of challenges you're facing, just don't give up
and keep going.
Yeah, keep doing what you have to do.
Now, I'm sure you guys have faced some big challenges, or maybe if you haven't, you will in the future. How do you think that you will get through these big challenges? Talk about it with your friends and classmates, because for now, Elsie and I have to go. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Idris Elba, No Limits. In Monaco, Elba rides along with the world's current best rally driver, Sebastian Ogier. Elba experiences firsthand how Ogier zooms around corners. Next, Elba meets his future co-driver, Gus Greensmith. He is the second youngest champion in British rally driving history. Charles, Greensmith's father and manager, tells Elba that he needs natural talent to be a rally driver. In fact, he doesn't think Elba will finish the circuit. However, that's not stopping Elba from trying. He then goes to Scotland in order to meet his new teacher, Jimmy McRae. He has won the Circuit of Ireland 7 times. Which is more times than anyone. McRae and Elba suit up before getting in a Subaru Impreza on the track. Minutes into his training, Elba brakes at the wrong time and goes off the track, which causes his front bumper to break. To find out if Elba can even make it to the Circuit of Ireland, tune in to Idris Elba, No Limits.
Vocabulary Review.
Current. The current tallest building in the world is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, UAE. Champion. Tyson Fury from England is the strongest world champion in boxing at the moment. Manager. The actress's manager works hard to get her work in several movies a year. Natural. Karen has a natural ability to play the piano. She just started playing well on her own. Track. The drivers got into their cars on the track and waited for the race to begin. Brake. Braking in a car is different from on a scooter. You use your foot to stop, not your hand.